From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. Last week marked 100 days for MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright. KBIA's Hannah Haynes has more on the speech he gave today.
Chancellor Cartwright focused on the university's commitment to student success, including initiatives to lower costs. One is the Border State Scholars Award. It will reduce out-of-state tuition by $2,500 for students coming to MU from one of the 8 states that border Missouri. Chancellor Cartwright says the university wants to make MU a more affordable place for students from outside of the state.
This initiative will increase the number of students coming to Missouri for their education. And we know that in many cases, they end up staying in the Show Me State after graduating and contribute to our state's economy.
The new award will reduce out-of-state tuition to about $24,000 a year and will be offered starting in the fall of 2018. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
State data results show a slight decrease in overall performance for Columbia Public Schools. The Columbia Missourian reports CPS's annual performance report dropped about 2.5 points from last year to this year in its overall score. The report uses test scores, graduation rates, attendance, and other factors to determine school district accreditation. School administrators say low attendance in the district contributed to the lower overall score. District spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark says the district is more focused on assessments made throughout the school year and that those tests are better indicators of students' growth. A federal judge has ordered St. Louis police to immediately change the tactics used when dealing with protests. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains the impact of today's ruling.
Officers with the St. Louis Police Department will no longer be able to break up protests unless there is violence. They will also have to provide clear warnings before using pepper spray or other chemical agents and cannot use chemicals to retaliate for protesting or filming police. The ACLU of Missouri brought the lawsuit, which claimed the tactics violated the First Amendment. The group's legal director, Tony Rothert, said it was disturbing how effective the tactics had been at discouraging people from protesting.
At least in September in the city of St. Louis, if you showed up to protest the police, there was a decent chance that without any warning, you could wind up in jail or you could wind up with a face full of mace.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson said in a statement the city would comply with the court order. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Columbia Public Schools will centralize advanced Japanese and German classes across high schools at a World Language Center. The plan was presented to the Columbia Board of Education on Monday. Suzanne Yonke is the World Languages Coordinator for CPS.
We already have buses that run between all of the high schools and the career center. So we're planning on using that structure that's already in place, so it wouldn't be an additional cost.
Yonke said there is no exact timeline on when and where the language center might open. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.